Welcome to Show and Tell with the Two Mortgage Guys. We come to you live every Tuesday on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter, as well as our personal pages. Today, we're featuring another community spotlight with Del Bliss of Advantage Housing. You don't want to miss this. Stick around.
Joining us today is Del Bliss with Advantage Housing. Del's a native to Kokomo and graduated from Kokomo High School in 1981. Del's been married to his wife, Julie, for 40 years, and they have two children. In 1988, Del received two bachelor degrees in theology and organizational leadership from Atlanta Bible College. He went on to lead two church ministries, each for 16 years as a senior pastor. Del and Julie have invested in real estate for over 30 years. And in 2006, they founded Advantage Housing, Inc. AHI is a nonprofit affordable housing program. The mission is simply to help people have a place to call home. AHI has grown and changed over the years, yet always has a focus on overcoming the challenges that threaten life in a safe, secure, and healthy home. Welcome to the show, Dale.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Yeah.
My favorite part right before Steve was finished talking was your cat made a meow noise. So just so everyone watching knows, if you hear what may sound like a crazy person in the background, it's Dale's cat. Right.
That's a great description. Crazy. Yeah.
He's not. Address it up front.
Yeah. Yeah. Just get it out. Right. Well, Dale, we are excited to have you. I don't know how, I'm sure people have heard of your organization. You've been around for a while. We thought it would be a great time to just kind of showcase it today and give you an opportunity to tell the people that are watching it what Advantage Housing does, and in your own words, give us an overview.
Yeah, so Advantage Housing really is about anything overcoming obstacles that keep people from being housed in whatever situation that they're trying to accomplish. That could be home ownership. It could be navigating foreclosure, overcoming homelessness, dealing with a rental issue, changing or going from rental to home buying, any of those issues. And so we started years ago just with a handful of rentals, and it grew to a couple of dozen rentals. And we just became known as the people who would rent to people that nobody else would rent to. And so we tried to help people in recovery, people in bankruptcy, people who've had a fire, all kinds of different things that cause people to become homeless or displaced. And it can happen to anybody. I mean, it truly can happen overnight. And suddenly you're not sure where you're going to sleep tomorrow. And so it sounds very strange to a lot of us, but it can happen, and it does happen. So we just want to be there to help people accomplish their housing dream. And sometimes that's just don't be cold at night. Sometimes that's getting into that 3-bedroom, 2-bath house that is their first time home.
There you go. That's perfect. That's what's so awesome, Dale, is what you guys do to be able to just, at least like you said, sometimes it's just protection, right? Just giving shelter. Is as important as buying a house or renting a house.
Right. We work in several different counties, and it really depends on what that community needs. And so in Wabash County, they had absolutely no emergency housing, and everything was done in a hotel. And so in that community, we just got busy building what we call host properties, which is housing options short term. And basically we just created a network of 10 different apartments, everything from 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom to efficiency, where people could stay for 30 days and didn't have to live in a hotel.
Wow.
Because when you deal with homelessness, it affects your job, it affects your hygiene, your health, your diet, your sleep. It just impacts everything. And to try to put three kids and mom and dad in a hotel room just to keep them out of the cold sometimes throws them from the frying pan to the fire.
Yeah.
So our model of homeless prevention or dealing with homelessness is to put them in a place where they can walk in and they have towels, they have soap, they have shampoo, they have a couch, they have beds, they have sheets, they have macaroni and cheese in the cupboard, and for 30 days they can work really hard to fix their situation. So that's one area of homelessness that we deal a lot with, and we do that through a different kind of emergency housing called HOST.
Who coordinates this? I mean, who's helping identify people in need for this type of service?
You know, all of our staff have their antennas up, whether they're working in the warehouse or they're admin downtown Kokomo, even our fellow our clients, our contractors. We all have our antennas up for people in housing need. The coordinating of different programs depends on what county that we're in. When it comes to, you know, like Miami County, their biggest need when we first approached them was purchase housing. And so we coordinated with the city and we attained 7 meth houses. And we took those meth homes and rehabbed them. We're actually on our last one now. And so in the last 3 years, we've done 7 homes there. And so coordinating in that area, we work with a lot of local government and a lot of local contractors. So it all really depends on the project. We do have case managers that work directly with the people and I'm one of those myself. Everybody on our staff is somewhat of a case manager. We just try to do our best to get to the bottom line of what caused it and what can we do to prevent it.
That's pretty cool. Are there other services like this? I mean, like, especially like the short-term housing. I mean, are there any other companies or nonprofits or in other communities that are doing something like this?
I don't know that particular model is followed, but I do know that the Rescue Mission and the Emmaus Center and CAM, they all have very, very powerful ministries that do things in maybe a little different way. I'm not certain about this kind of program. We'd like to have that in every county, but it's very expensive. We must understand because it, you know, we pay all the utilities, you know, we pay all the bills, we do all the rehab. And so it's very expensive, but once it's up and running and we built in some monthly support, it becomes kind of on autopilot. Wow. But I don't know of another agency that does the HOST model like we do.
Yeah, I thought that's cool because I actually didn't know you guys did the HOST model. I know, you know, for everybody that's listening, like Ryan and I go back with Dale like to 2006 and before, you know, with stuff. So we've known you for years and have supported Advantage Housing and stuff that we could, but I didn't know you did that piece. One of the things is that you were talking about when they walk into that and they've got towels and macaroni and all that stuff on it. How do you guys house that? How do you provide that that to each one of those houses?
Well, that dovetails really well with another big program we have, which is simply called the Warehouse. So for years, I have navigated and built relationships with different corporations to get donations for things. So we work with some small lumber yards, and we work with Walmart and Amazon, Home Depot. So we have this warehouse. It's 14,000 square feet. It's on North Market Street, 605 North Market. And we just actually added a second warehouse on Grissom Air Force Base, which is another 4,000 square feet of storage. And then we have more storage and trailers. But we get these donations, and it really has become significant. We're talking 12 pallets, Gaylord pallets a week. Wow. Just from Amazon. Walmart sends 3 pallets a week. And so we get a lot of these things come directly from these places where we get washers and dryers and towels and soap and I mean, everything from cat trees to cat litter. It's just crazy the amount of stuff that we get. But we use that to support those specific programs. We also have a tremendous amount of community support here in Kokomo and around people who are cleaning out an estate or perhaps downsizing or emptying a storage shed. And they'll call us and we will pick up donations and then we repurpose those. And so one side of the warehouse is a large secondhand thrift store, kind of a cross between, you know, a Home Depot and a thrift store, a Goodwill. And that raises a lot of funds that we use to pay staff and to pay for renovations. We don't get things like drywall or electric wire donated, so a lot of it we have to purchase. So we repurpose all of these donations. The other thing we do is we cherry pick furniture out of there to put in the shelters. Because one thing is when people leave the host house, the host program, and they move into their own spot, they can take anything they want from that location. So we insist they take their mattresses and their bedding. But if they need towels and they need a kitchen table and they need a toaster oven, then they take it off the counter and then we replace it. And so
that's neat. That's good.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
To clarify on the warehouse, so this is a place that you're getting all these donations, you're getting stuff, you're selling this, which is creating capital to go back into the program. Some of the stuff you're taking and putting in the homes. But if somebody wants to go and check out the warehouse, we got an address right here, right? 605 North Market. What are your hours, Dale?
So it's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and it's usually Wednesday through Sunday. And the problem is there's no heat in the warehouse. So that's one thing we haven't overcome yet. We haven't invested in that. And so we do it from April till, well, we've got a beautiful November coming up. So yeah, we'll do it all the way through November. And then in the wintertime, we're open. Anytime it's over 50 degrees, we open the doors and people flood in. So Wednesday through Sunday, you can come by and check it out. And we're glad to show you around. It's a fun place. It's quite a treasure hunt.
I've been there. It is. It's huge. I never realized how big it was when you said it was 14,000 square feet till we were there that one time. And the door's like huge and it just goes back forever. So
heating that's not going to be an easy task, right?
No, we've not yet approached that. It's just evolved over the years to such a big program and an important part of what we do. But another piece of that is that we get so many, we are so blessed, and we are blessed to be a blessing. And so we're just a conduit into the community. So when agencies need, just recently Project Access came by and we had hospital beds and canes and commodes and shower chairs. We loaded up their truck as high as we could get it with medical equipment that was just been donated from the community or from Amazon or wherever. And so that's just one example, but that happens every week. We send dog food to the humane societies. And I mean, I could go on and on, but we're just a conduit into the community for these donations. And you know, while it sounds like we give a lot away, I want to really clarify that the people we help do the work. We are coaches. We're not the players. And so the only people that we help are the ones who want to help themselves. And, it was not the Bible. It was actually Benjamin Franklin that said, God helps those who help themselves. But it's very true, nevertheless. And so I really believe that it's important not to give things away. I know that Travis and others in the community have referenced the toxic charity books and the fact that sometimes you empower people and get them stuck into poverty by doing everything for them.
Yeah.
And so when people get things from the warehouse, we ask them to come and volunteer. We ask them to pay it forward. And it's really great because some of them have come back and sponsored families for Christmas and done other things that in the position that they were once in, they never thought they could do. So, I taught my son, if you don't touch the lawnmower, you don't touch the refrigerator. So you don't work, you don't eat. And so that's the mentality that we have at Advantage Housing. We'll help you work hard, but we won't work for you.
That's that whole piece of that, right? That's that foundation that you got to get for them on that piece. You guys are providing them to say, hey, here's a place for shelter, like you said, for that 30-day period as they get on their feet.
Yeah.
Which can you tell us a little bit about the counseling, like housing counseling? So how do you help people that maybe they're temporarily in there and they're trying to reestablish, whether it's buying or renting? What type of services or programs do you offer for that?
Yeah, so we learned a long time ago that just handing keys to somebody does not solve their problem. I mean, you guys have been in the mortgage business forever, and there was a time if you could fog a mirror, you could own a home.
Yeah.
You know, that's not necessarily the way it should be, and that's not the way it is now, but getting a home is a lot easier than keeping a home for some people. And so we learned a long time ago, whether it's renting or even getting into a host program or even getting into a shelter, the shelters will tell you there are people that don't know how to be in public. And so we learned a long time ago that wisdom is the principal thing. It's not enough just to give somebody resources. You really have to change the way they think. And that's really our approach in housing counseling, is helping them understand that not everybody deserves a home. And I know that's not very American to say. You deserve what you work for.
Yeah.
And you keep what you work for. And so we try to help them understand what it takes to be on a budget, to make sacrifices, to not spend $150 a month in Cokes and cigarettes, and to put the money back so that you can pay your insurance and so that you can mow your lawn and do these other things. What is it to be a good neighbor? So whether that's renting or buying. But the other thing that we're working on putting together is a wide scope of HUD, HUD-based or HUD-required housing counseling. Advantage Housing is a licensed housing counseling agency. Right now, we're retooling. And so, oops, my battery's low.
No. Plug in, we'll have to.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There. Okay. So what we're doing right now is we're retooling. We're working with HUD, and we've hired a consultant to train our housing counselors, myself being one, Rhonda Duhamel in Wabash County, Gene Holden here in town. And we'll probably add one or two more to our staff so that we can provide a range all the way from homeless housing counseling to lease and rental to purchase and to post-purchase. Eventually, we'll also help with foreclosure, either foreclosure navigation is what I should say. Sometimes you can avoid it. Sometimes you can navigate through it. Other times you just have to know how to get on with life.
Yeah.
So those are the kinds of programs that we are working hard right now to reestablish and put together. And like I say, we're working with HUD and a consultant that we've hired to help round out that program. But you'll see in the next year and from there on out, Advantage Housing will be here to provide housing counseling, you know, to anybody in the community.
Face to face, right?
Yes.
A lot of that, yes. Which we're lacking on that in this area. So that's good. So,
yeah. So we have offices in Wabash and an office here, and we'll open an office soon in Peru. But we want to be able to have that face-to-face. But, you know, we can also do it online. And it can be done, you know, over the phone. But we don't want to just give them the 8-hour counseling certificate that they need to get a grant or a home loan. We really want to help them understand and enjoy life in their home and not ever think this is too good to be true.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Dale, aside from, you know, for the viewers at home, aside from sharing this video and spreading the word, I mean, what can people do to help?
Well, my first mind goes to the warehouse, because as soon as I hang up, that's where I got to go, because we're shipping 150 lights off to another church that's remodeling. And so there's a lot of work there to do. That's a great place to volunteer, and it's right here local. We could use drivers to take our box truck to Indy or to wherever to pick up goods. There's a lot of different volunteers, you know, maintenance guys to help us with the rentals that we do have. You know, there's all kinds of ways. There's projects that we could help with in the office. One thing that I could just go say real quick that a lot of people love to do is they love to tear into an Amazon Gaylord. It's a 4x4x4 foot high box full of who knows what. You might find a Makita skill saw. Yesterday, we opened it up and found a whole bunch of Gatorade You just never know what you're going to find. And so it's kind of like Christmas, and people just get a kick out of what you find in these Gaylords. And then their mind starts turning. Who can we help with this? Yeah. And who? What agency could use this? And what family could be blessed by this? And they get this abundant mentality where they just are free to give. And so I tell them, keep in mind, as you're opening these things, who might be beneficial to receive this? So anyway, that's kind of a fun thing to do. And we can accommodate that all the time. You know, we have over 150 Gaylords that we haven't even touched.
Wow. So, 4 foot by 4 foot by 4 foot high.
Yeah. And some of them are even higher.
Yeah. So maybe we'll pop in one of these Tuesdays. Ryan and I can do like maybe a Facebook Live, and you can like open up one of them and look at what's inside it.
That's what I was going to say. We need to do a live reveal, you know?
Yeah. We have a church group that comes in every the fourth Tuesdays of every month, and they just have a ball and the fun things that they find. But it's stuff that can help people.
Right. And it's all good. It's all that passing it on, and you're not hoarding it up. You're getting it and you're giving it out, and it's God's kingdom, and it's helping those homeless people that need it. And sometimes just putting your arm around somebody and walking them through helps tremendously.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Dale, you guys do so much good work. I'm glad to see that you're expanding out in some other counties, because Howard County's benefited so much off of everything that you guys have been able to do. So we appreciate it. We've donated. You've helped out, you know, with
yes, and we're grateful.
Yeah, for being able to send some people out and pick up some stuff, and it's all going back into the community. So thanks again. If you like what you have seen or heard today, just like this, share it. And just make sure that you put any comments down and stop by tomorrow's Wednesday. Go by Advantage Housing Warehouse and check it out.
It's going to be a nice warm day tomorrow. Thanks for being on, Dale.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. So next week, Steve and I are going to be explaining reverse mortgages, how they work, the benefits, how to qualify, who it's for, and common misunderstandings. If you've heard of reverse mortgages but aren't sure how they work, be sure to tune in next Tuesday at noon.